This is KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and I am joined by Rich McShane. He is the president of the organization Fishing is Fun, and we're going to learn much more about that organization and an upcoming free fishing clinic that they've got coming up on April 18th. That's a Saturday. This is near Tradewinds Marina at Sherman Reservoir for children 5 to 15 years of age. Parents and guardians are asked to accompany them, and this is with a 3:45 check-in that day, and the workshop starts at 4 o'clock, and it's sponsored by Fishing is Fun. First of all, Rich, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Jeremy, great. Glad to do so. It's my pleasure to talk to everybody out there in central Nebraska. We forget about them a lot when we're making these public affair announcements, and it's good to have a relationship with the radio station so we can get the word out.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. I really appreciate the title of your organization, Fishing is Fun, because it kind of tells you a lot of what you feel like. I mean, you can learn so much in three words. That's, I'm guessing, obviously, what your organization is trying to spread the word about, that fishing is a fun event, and the best way to learn is by doing, right? And that's what you're all about.
Yes, and you're very correct about that. We've seen, my generation did not have all the electronic gizmos and gadgets that the kids got today, and you always saw them outside, and now you don't see them outside. And one activity that they can't learn how to do unless it's hand-on is learn how to fish, and that's where we come in. We've partnered with, the Nebraska Game and Parks has partnered with us. They have a tremendous youth fishing program where the Nebraska Game and Parks has multiple seminars throughout the state, throughout the year, to teach individuals how to become certified youth fishing instructors. And that's what we are. We're certified youth fishing instructors. And so we can follow a protocol on how to put on our clinics. But let me give you a history of how we came about, and then you'll kind of see how we got to where we are today. Back in 1989, there was a couple guys that talked about trying to expand their knowledge and their knowledge of walleye fishing. So they put a little ad in the paper here in the Omaha area and said, hey, we're going to get together and talk about walleye fishing. Well, a whole group of people showed up. And what came up during that time was how they learned how to fish and who passed it on to them. So that's kind of what our moniker is passing it on. And that first year, that informal group of guys, they actually had a kids fishing clinic themselves way back in 1989. I got involved in the organization, the Nebraska Walleye Association, which is what developed from that group of guys. And what got me involved was fishing the walleye tournament. And we put on kids clinics. We were a member organization. We did that for a number of years. And in 2012, when we had an economic downturn, it looked like that we were going to have to stop doing the kids clinics because we just couldn't afford to do them anymore. One of the reasons for that is because we give away so many things free at our clinics, and the clinics are free themselves. So we broke away from the Nebraska Walleye Association and became our own entity, a 501c3 corporation. And so our greater name is the Nebraska Walleye Association Kids Fishing Clinics Charity, Inc. And from that, we figured we had to have a catchphrase, and so we used the old internet and trying different words and stuff and came up with Fishing is Fun. But then we quickly learned that was owned by the state of Colorado. I really didn't know what they did with it, so I called out there and learned that they have a tremendous program to enhance waterways and fishing in the state through grants. And they asked me why I was making that inquiry, and I told them. And they said, well, we don't do clinics. If you guys would like to use the name there in Nebraska, we'd have no problem with that. So believe it or not, we have an agreement with the state of Colorado where we pay a licensing fee to them every year to use that. And so if you Google up Fishing is Fun, we're the only fishing organization in the whole country that is able to use that name. And so we've become known as Fishing is Fun. Before COVID, we were putting on about 15 to 20 clinics a year, well over 2,000 kids. We work with different organizations to carry on these clinics. It might be with a veterans organization. It might be with a JC group to go to different areas across the state. But we started several years ago offering these clinics at the walleye tournament locations across the state, and we offer four of them across the state every year. And that's what's going to happen, as you mentioned, on April 18th over at Sherman. There'll be a walleye tournament there with the walleye fishermen. And what that provides, for the most part, will be the participants in that tournament. So they'll get to talk with tournament participants, so the walleye fishermen, who will put on the clinic and can answer questions. And it's really pretty cool how that's done right there at the time. This year, a unique event took place. Two circuits in the state, the Nebraska Walleye Trail and the Nebraska Walleye Association, merged and become a whole new entity. And so they're called the Nebraska Walleye Series, and that's who will be conducting the tournament there at Sherman on Sunday the 19th. The clinic is on April 18th, and that will be the night before and right before they have their tournament meeting to go over the rules and whatnot might take place there. All our clinics are free. At this particular clinic, the kids get a free, brand-new rod and reel. They'll get a goodie bag full of all kinds of gear. Two of our tournament fishermen, Brian Hunke and Bill McGannon, who created Walleye Nation Creations down in Columbus, they donate some of their custom lures. So each of the kids get a custom lure. They'll get all kinds of literature. They'll get a free T-shirt. That talks about our organization, Fishing is Fun. And they'll get a lot of hands-on training and activity there at the trade. The nice thing about holding it at the marina there is that since that's private, not part of the state, you don't need a park permit to get in. So the clinic will start off up on the top road going down to the marina, and it will then finish down at the marina itself. The latter part of the clinic will take place down at the marina itself underneath their covered canopy down there. So it'll start at 4 o'clock. We want people to check in at 3:45. It's for kids 5 to 15 years of age. And we would really appreciate if their parents or their guardians show up, because that's who's going to have to take them fishing, and particularly at our knot tying station, where you learn how to tie a couple important knots. We find that the parents don't know how to tie them knots either, and so it gives the parents a chance to learn how to tie them. You can pick up a waiver over at Johnson Hunt and Fish. They're in Loup City. Al Johnson is our contact there, and you'll need to print a waiver from our website, which is fishingisfun.com. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook page there. Just spin up Fishing is Fun, and you can find us there for more information also. We will also be in the area on May 16th over at Burwell. We've been asked to put on a kids fishing clinic at Camp Kaleo. That information is on the website and on Facebook. Both of those clinics are limited to 50 kids, so the sooner you get signed up, the greater opportunity you have to participate in them, Jeremy.
All right. All great information, and I guess very good coverage of all of the information that you gave there, Rich. I think I'll kind of draw back to kind of where you started your talk. And, you know, the people that are doing this instruction at these clinics are people that, you know, had similar experiences with fishing when they were at a young age. And you talked about the technology of today. The sky's the limit as to what kind of technology you can use to assist you in fishing, but it all comes down to tying those knots, casting that rod out, and knowing a little bit about bait and tackle and water safety. And this is what it's all about, and it's clinics like this that certainly can begin a love for fishing, isn't it?
It is. It's funny. I give a lot of seminars, and I can go to the parking lot and drop a line over the side of my boat trailer, my boat there in the parking lot, and have as much chance of catching a fish as if I went onto the lake and I didn't know how to tie those knots. I didn't know how what kind of bait to use at what time, the presentation, where the fish might be, on and on and on. And so this gives those kids that chance. As I said, many times parents say, oh, yeah, I know how to tie a knot. I said, step over here. You know how to tie this knot? And they look at you, and they're so surprised. And it gives the kids, particularly our clinics, a chance to take that rod and reel and have it as their own and go and use it. Some of the clinics, we actually have fishing afterwards, and that's always cool to see the kids take that rod and reel, put that worm on, run down to the lake and catch a fish. But it's the getting outside, spending time with family is so important, and this gives them all that good information. I'm glad you mentioned the water safety, because that's something we really stress. We really stress the safety in and around the water. It's something that our fishermen are so aware of. In our tournaments, we have a simple rule. It's called, anytime you go fast, you got to have your life jacket on. And that's what we stress around the kids. Even the big boys, you know, recognize there's danger out on that water. Mm-hmm. So water safety is a big component of that. We also do fish identification, so the kids know what kind of fish they're catching, so they know what kind of bait to use in that regards. But yeah, this is a real good rounded all around program, and we're glad that we can assist the state of Nebraska, the Game of Parks, for doing this. We do have great sponsors. That people donate to our program because they feel so good about it. As I said, Al Johnson there in Loup City does a great job. Al's donating some rods and reels for us to give away. Shields in Omaha is just a tremendous sponsor for us. We have a large insurance company out of Lincoln, Emeritus. Rockin' 47 makes all our shirts for us, takes good care of us. And then, believe it or not, we have another organization called Heartland Dallas Safari Club, and that's made up of a lot of money, men with a lot of money that go and hunt big game. But they also like the aspect of passing it on, and so they partner with us to do many clinics, and they're a big sponsor of this, along with our good friends there at Tradewind. So we have a lot of good sponsors coming up for this clinic.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like an awesome clinic, and the main thing for you folks that are listening to know is that it's limited to 50 participants. You need to print off your waiver from fishingisfun.com and get that dropped off there in Loup City to Al at Johnson Hunt and Fish. Again, this clinic is on Saturday, April 18th. It's for children ages 5 to 15, and check-in is at 3:45. The workshop starts at 4 o'clock. This is a free event, and you're going to come away with a lot of knowledge, as well as that certificate, the rod and reel, those giveaways, and a T-shirt. Rich, thanks so much for taking the time to let us know about this event today, and hope it's a fun one for you there in Sherman Reservoir.
Well, I'm hoping so, too. You know, I've been to Sherman more than once when the day before was bright and sunny and the next day it snowed. So we're hoping we have a wonderful day for the kids and for the tournament that weekend. And I'd just like to remind everybody, if they get shut out on being able to be part of this clinic, we are going to be up there at Camp Kaleo in Burwell on May 16th. So that'll be another one close to everybody. And all that information is on our website and on our Facebook pages. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for helping us with this and everything the radio station does out there.
Sure thing. Thanks, Rich. Folks, get to this event and make sure you get registered. Again, it's April 18th at near Trey Winds Marina at Sherman Reservoir.